Yemen's Ansarullah movement is going to take part in the upcoming Geneva talks on the conflict in the war-torn country. Ansarullah's spokesman says any UN draft on the crisis in Yemen must take into account the demands of the movement, including putting an end to the killing of civilians and lifting the siege. Saudi F-16 warplane has crashed in southwestern Yemen while attempting to land. The incident took place at an airbase in Lahij province. Reports say the aircraft was completely destroyed after one of the missiles it was carrying exploded on impact. Saudi warplanes have been targeting Yemen since March. At least 8 people have been killed and dozens injured after 2 car bombs ripped through the Syrian city of Homs. The explosions happened within a few minutes of one another near the hospital in Al-Zahra neighborhood. The U.S. Air Force is planning to double the number of its drone squadrons over the next 5 years. The $3 billion plan will increase the number of squadrons from 8 to 17 and add up to 3,500 new pilots and support staffers worldwide. People in Canada and the U.S. have staged demonstrations against the recent anti-Muslim remarks of U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Toronto, pro-refugees and pro-Muslim activists protested outside the Trump International Hotel and Tower. In New York City, protesters asked the government to disqualify Trump from running for presidency. Now, France says the draft of a final pact of tackling climate change has been completed following nearly 2 weeks of negotiations at the Paris summit. The agreement would bind nations to cut back or eliminate traditional energy systems like oil or gas and replace them with environment-friendly ones. Now, Greece has sealed a deal with the international lenders on the economic measures it needs to take in order to receive the third tranche of 1 billion euros in bailout loans. The parties agreed on the terms of a privatization fund and the sale of the electricity distributor, ADME. The Greek parliament will vote on the bill on Tuesday. Millions of Muslims have flocked to Iran's northeastern city of Mashhad to mark the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Reza, the 8th Shia Imam. Pilgrims are mourning in Imam Reza's shrine and surrounding streets in the holy city. Nearly 140,000 people have also walked all the way to Mashhad to take part in the ceremony.